We were just playing that audio of the woman stuck in a tornado in Florida. I'm in a tornado.
Oh my gosh, John, I'm in a tornado right now. I'm in a tornado. I'm driving out of it. I'm going. Oh my gosh, John, I'm in a tornado. There's a tornado going around.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I'm in a tornado. I'm in a tornado.
Then my wife Jennifer reminded me I called her during a tornado.
Oh.
Aha.
Yeah.
Hey guys, good morning.
Morning.
Hey. Hello.
So when that tornado hit us, my phone had been going off.
Was that May of 18?
I think that was 2018.
Yeah.
And I was just ignoring all these alerts on my cell phone, and I was like, oh, I have to go to the grocery store, and I ran in and ran out, and I remember walking out, and I was like, something is very wrong. The sky was like a yellow-gray. So creepy.
Well, hold on. Can we start at the beginning of the story? The beginning of the story started in the morning with AJ giving us a warning that this was coming, right. And we made fun of him.
Yes, you did.
Do you have that handy, Phil?
I'm looking for it. We definitely saved it.
Yeah. All right. We'll get to that. All right, go ahead.
I want a ringtone. Okay.
Yeah, so then I'm leaving the grocery store, and Chaz is not an alarmist, like if anything's going wrong, he's like, you're going to be fine. He calls my cell, and I pick up, and he's like, where are you? And I'm like, I'm driving.
On the phone.
I was like, what? He's like, you need to get home right now. And just as he said that, guys, the timing was insane. The sky opened up. The wind could have blown my Jeep over. And right just ahead of me, two transformers on telephone poles exploded.
Oh.
And then it was terrifying. So when I'm hearing that audio from that lady, I get it. Because I just remember saying to Chaz, I'm like, just stay on the phone with me. Just stay on the phone. And yeah, cars were going crazy, and I just pulled off on a side street to get away from like high trees and traffic and
good thinking.
Down power lines.
That's good thinking.
Okay, well, I will say there was a time where your windshield wiper popped off during a snowstorm.
Oh.
And you freaked out to the point where I was like, I can't talk to you. I just hung up on her.
I lost my wiper. Oh my God, I lost my wiper. I lost my wiper.
She's like wigging out. Now, this is a person, if I'm coding, if I'm about to die, I want her in the room because she can call shots. You do this, you do that. Yeah. She could bring a person back to life.
Yeah, like that.
Okay?
Yes. Under pressure,
but her
yes.
wiper comes off.
Right.
And she's like, freaking out. Dad, I don't know what to do.
Right.
Oh my God. I'm like, calm down.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Do you think she's freaked out?
She makes this tornado lady look like an astronaut.
Oh my gosh. Oh my
like
gosh.
Complete
oh my gosh.
Solid strength.
You think she's freaked out? How about the poor guy?
I'm like, I gotta go. I just hung up.
You need to focus. Goodbye.
How about the poor guy got harpooned by
oh my God.
By
oh
wiper
God.
Blade? Just walk along. Wiper blade.
That's right. Some guy took a wiper blade to the neck.
Why is this man getting a wiper blade is that?
The audio of that lady sounds like me if I lost my tweezers.
Can't find the cat.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
John, I'm in a tornado. I'm in a tornado. Oh, my gosh, John, I'm in a tornado right now.
I didn't know. Jennifer has a beard.
I think I should hang up.
What?
You have a beard?
No, we were talking about a segment like in the apocalypse, what would your hell be?
Uh-huh.
Besides the normal food, shelter,
right.
being murdered and eaten by people.
All those things, yes.
Besides that, when you get down to like, all right, I'm in a safe place, so uh-huh. what's the first thing you're going to think of? In me, it's my fingernails. Like, if I didn't have a nail clipper.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, oh,
you would
my
lose God. Your mind. You would.
So,
yeah,
and you'll
though.
See it. When they start getting long, I start doing this.
You're like, nope.
I start rubbing my thumbs. I'm like, these got to go.
You've got to
go.
You've got to
go. Oh, my God. John, my nails. My nails. John, my nails. My nails, John.
Give me Wolverine.
Mine would be no more Fast and Furious movies. It'd be really, really hard.
But Jennifer said, go ahead.
So he said nail clippers. And I said, it would be tweezers for me. He's like, what? He goes, I didn't know you have a beard. I said, I don't have a beard. I'm not an ape. But there are those little things that you have to manage from time to time. And I said to Chaz, I said, I remember when Survivor first started. What was that, in the 90s?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, my God, if you can't have tweezers on Survivor, I'm like, I can never be a
You couldn't be on Survivor because what? You'd like, she'd be at like, the end of it, you know how at the end people are skinny and they have like beards?
Yeah. She'll have a little break.
She'd be like, I didn't know there were six guys on this thing. No, it's five and a woman with a beard.
Hey, it's Billy Gibbons.
Hey, Jennifer, I know you're talking. It's not like that. I'm just saying there's
it's
certain
just
things.
A couple strays.
Thank you, my darling.
I get it.
like catfish have whiskers.
How many? What's a couple?
Yeah.
A couple two threes, you know?
Two threes.
Three, yeah.
Just
a
like
couple
a baker's
two threes
dozen.
Over here, a couple yeah. two threes over here. Do you have like a daddy long leg area? Where there's like six coming out of one spot.
Right. I have a mole that like one comes out.
Why do they do that? Why do they have to stand out more?
It's like a it's like a cherry with a stalk. Yeah.
Oh, I'm on that thing every week. Water my
plants.
You
know, Chaz, my mole.
It's month in the calendar. She has whack-a-mole.
It's Monday
imagine
mole
your
trim.
Nostrils if you never. Imagine your nostrils if you never clip the hair.
Oh, it's
like a car wash at the end.
There are days I wake up, I'm like, was the moon full last night? My nails are longer. My nose hair's longer. What happened? I'm like a werewolf.
You're getting fruit brute.
Wow.
All right, goodbye.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.